Marty Lurie right here with Charlie Silvera, catcher for the Yankees. 5 World Championships in a row, Charlie. You broke in against the Philadelphia Athletics, Shibe Park. Tell us about that. What a great day it was for you.
Well, it was, I would say, it's probably the 25th of September. Gus Narhaus, who had been catching, broke his finger. And I had just finished up with the Portland Beavers. We played almost as long as the major leagues in those days. And they, I came home, and I was staying with my sister in San Francisco here. And they gave me a call, and I joined the club in Philadelphia. Well, what happened? My luggage was lost en route, so I had to borrow all the equipment to play. And I remember I had Eddie Lopez's shoes on with the toe plate on the left foot. And believe it or not, that was the day that Joe DiMaggio dropped a fly ball in Philly. We won the game. I got a base hit my first time at bat against Dick Fowler. Went 3-for-4. The next day I went 3-for-5, and I said, boy, this is great. But it was a great experience, because it wasn't that I was new to the club, because I had been in spring training with them since 1946 and opened the season with them in 47 and 48, but never played. So this was my introduction to Major League Baseball. And, of course, at that time, the A's in 48 were still in the pennant race when I joined. It was a four-team race still. And they were just barely hanging on, and I think we beat them 2 out of 3 or whatever it was, and that eliminated them. But, yeah, Philadelphia, I always enjoyed going to Philly and had a nice hotel where we stayed. Shibe Park was a novelty park. If you've ever been there, you can understand that. But, yeah, just to break in the major leagues and been out and playing with DiMaggio, who I idolized here as a kid, so... My career is unparalleled in anybody's mind, because just great. How can anybody duplicate it, for playing behind Yogi for almost 9 years and 7 pennant winners, 6 world championships? It's things they write books about and put on in Hollywood, make a movie out of it.
Charlie, the Philadelphia A's are managed by Connie Mack in those days. 1948 was a good season. They came in fourth, but fought Indians, Red Sox, Tigers right down to the wire, you guys as well. The pitching staff of the Athletics, Dick Fowler, Phil Marshaldon, was there, Les McCann was there. Tell me about some of those pitchers.
Well, and then you also had two other left-handers, Alex Kellner and... Bobby Shantz, who was also his rookie year. I think Kellner had been here the year before. He won 20 games, I believe, that year. So they had a tough staff. They were just lacking a little bit, as do most contenders. They 2 or 3 more men, and they could win it. Of course, we were deeper at every position, so we were tough to beat any time.
Let's talk about their outfield. Very famous outfield. Wally Moses, Sam Chapman, Indian Bob Johnson, and... Bob Estalella.
Bob Estalella, and I played against it. That's Bobby's grandfather, the catcher here. And, yeah, Bob Johnson, Wally Moses. I think Dave Philly was there, too. So, and Gus Zernial. No, Gus came up with the White Sox, but then he went over there as the years went on. Yeah, they were tough. I mean, they and Fain and Joost and Suter and Hank Majeski, I can name her. Guerra and Joe Astros, I can name the whole club. So that was a great part of the game, you know. Everybody, we were all fans in those days, and then especially coming from San Francisco here and going to the major leagues was a dream come true.
Well, Charlie, you tell it very well. Thanks so much for the history of the Athletics.
Well, I know some of it, the little bit that I was involved with.